be nightly use and be open 5 to 7 days a week. And fairly low key. It's fine dining, a little higher end than probably what was there for the tenure that it was there. So I'll be glad to answer any questions that anyone might have. The multifamily, they're small units intended for long-term ownership, no nightly dwelling, no nightly rentals. They'd be guarded with POA or HOA restrictions for that specific. And fairly low-key.
How many bedroom are there?
We have one bedroom in all the units but one, and one would be an owner's unit. The restaurant folks would have one of those units. It would be the one that's shown slightly larger on the south end there.
The parking in that upper parking lot, is you have to have that, correct, to accommodate the parking requirement for the restaurant and for the living?
We actually can meet the parking requirements without that upper parking area. And it would mean we'd kind of assign the parking differently if that was not allowed by you folks. It was parking before and was utilized that way.
I ask that just because I would think if you had to have it, then that would probably need to be part of the permit, the conditional use permit, that would go along with it. But you're saying that you could do it per the county's requirements without that parking?
That's correct.
The other question is, these are rental living units in phase two?
They're not rental units. They're owner-occupied units.
Okay, so they're going to be individually owned.
That's correct. Be condominium-style ownership, but they're townhome constructed per code. That's why we use the term townhome.
Somebody had to help me here, Scott. Mm-hmm. So a conditional use permit just goes to the first owner, right? And then they have to come back. So if they ever resold,
that's correct.
You would have to come back for the new owner to make that transition.
That's correct.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions for the representative?
Is the CUP just for the residential section? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're applying. We've actually broke this into two phases. Phase one on the lower, that's the restaurant. And phase two on the upper is the multifamily. Both require CUP in your planning regs. So we are applying for CUP for both phases, but we're bringing this in two phases in case we need to talk more about phase two or there's a problem with phase two.
What's the disadvantage of looking at a rezone?
Rezone
for the restaurant.
Right. The restaurant is a C1. The restaurant's fully allowed in the C1 zone, as are the multifamily. But in your planning regs, you require a CUP for both of these uses in a C1, regardless.
So it's not automated.
That's correct. It's not by right. It is by right, except
it's conditional.
It is required, CUP.
The by right zoning layer would be C2. Still would require conditional use for the multifamily.
Right.
And as any applicant always asks, what am I looking at? And all I can do is give them the history of what's happened with the county and the planning commission for commercial rezones.
We prefer to approach it this way, given the history of the lot, the history of the business that was there, and it seemed, your zoning has happened since that original building was there, of course, and since the loss of it, quite a bit has changed. So.
Well, I'm just thinking of resale opportunity.
I think that, requiring a CUP, but nothing static. Planning and zoning regs change, too, so... but that is in your planning and zoning regs. A transition of one of those condo units will require a CUP renewal.
I think we ought to vote on these two separately, hadn't we? I think that'd be the best way to approach it. Anyway, does anyone else have any questions for the rep?
I apologize for my slowness, but... verify again who has to come back for the CUP
every owner, every yes. time it sells?
Yes. That seems a little awkward, but that is your planning and zoning regs.
I don't know that it's awkward. I just don't know if I've seen that.
I've never seen it in my 50 years. I've never seen that application like that. But it is what you all require.
I don't think the C2 fits real well there in the original with the neighborhood there, so that's why it went C1.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak for or against this project? Okay, you want to have a seat, please, sir?
Yes.
Who wants to speak in support of this project?
Support.
Well, half and half.
I'm sorry?
Half and half.
Half and half?
Yes, sir.
Well, speak your supporting half. Oh.
So this is my wife's. My name is Brandon Cox. I live in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. This is my wife's and I's project. I don't see that there's much pushback with the restaurant. And the restaurant was there for 50 years. It was a landmark. And what we intend to do is restore the landmark. So we have a restaurant in Eureka Springs. We have been operating that restaurant for 10 years. We operated the Candlestick as managers since 2007 to 2012 when it got destroyed. The restaurant down in Eureka Springs, we've had that for 10 years, and it's kind of been an homage to the Candlestick. So it's even named like the Candlestick, Le Stick Nouveau, the new stick. Yeah. And we get people coming down from Branson, Springfield, Oklahoma, and they remember the Candlestick. And so we get people that get teary-eyed that come down. And I'm like, my parents were engaged there, or my parents had a 50-year anniversary there. And we're going to run this like a fine dining restaurant. This isn't a bar. The old Candlestick had a bar, and it was open till 1 o'clock. We're not doing that. We will have a full-service, or not a full-service bar, just a service bar, just for the people who are sitting down to have dinner. But I don't see that there's much pushback to having that restaurant restored to where it should be. You know, I see that there's pushback on the units. And what we'll do is those units will be very modest. They're not crazy. I mean, we've gone through different planning where they were kind of crazy looking. And what we want to do is be as modest as possible with respect to the land up there. We will be living in one of the houses there. This is going to be our home, just like the Candlestick is our home. This is going to be where we don't want to just come here to make a buck. We want to make a contribution, and the Candlestick is part of that. The units are part of that, and that's what we intend to do.
Are you going to keep your restaurant in Eureka?
You know what? I thought somebody was going to ask me that question. And if we can do a perfect storm of finding the right manager, finding the right employees, then we will. Do you know anyone?
If that doesn't work out, will this Candlestick be your primary?
Look, the Candlestick is a dream. Mm-hmm. You know, when it got blown over, my life was devastated. My wife's life was devastated. My dad's life was devastated. This has been a dream, and we plan to restore it.
I guess my question is, and I'd hate to sound cruel, but if they both don't fly, is your focus going to be up here or back down to Eureka?
Well,
I know that's an interesting question.
It is an interesting question, and I thought to myself on the drive up here, I was like, I wonder if anybody's going to ask this question. I thought for sure nobody will ask that question.
Sorry.
That's right. So, I mean, finding the perfect storm of a manager that can run the restaurant, all the employees. We're going to take a lot of our employees that we have down there that we've trusted for. One employee has been with us for 20% of her life, so, and we're taking her. because the Candlestick needs to be back in Branson again. So.
Well, I don't have any problem with that. The only thing I have a problem with is our regulations. For every time that building, one of those residential units sells, we have to come back.
Yeah, is there a way to change that?
Let's talk to everybody else first.
Sure, absolutely.
But anybody got any questions for this gentleman? Were you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to speak in support of this? Come on up, sir.
I have no problem with the restaurant.
Give us your name, please.
Pat Lane.
Thank you.
I'm at 245 East Lake Street, which is beyond the Candlestick Inn, down the road on the bluff down there. And I have some concerns with phase two. I also have concerns concerning the traffic and the road going into Candlestick and actually going on 76.
Cody,
the entrance to there on 76. The road is narrow. The corner there, right here, is extremely tight. A truck and a car has to either back up or give way to turn that corner. So I really have some concerns with the road. I'm still a little unsure as to what's going to happen with the old parking lots. I heard some ADA compliant on the parking lot. I don't know if I misunderstood that part of it or not, but I didn't know if that's going to be leveled off or somehow improved there because it is kind of steep, and there's an embankment there going on to the road going into Candlestick. I really don't have any problem with phase one. The Candlestick Inn, I've been there when it was a Candlestick Inn, so I know what the previous site looked like. But I am concerned with phase two. I don't think that the rendering for the units is appealing. I don't believe it adds anything to the area. And I don't think that that's going to help our property values going forward. And I don't see how a one-bedroom townhouse is going to entice anyone to really think that that's going to be a home. And especially when you consider that if somebody bought a home, they're going to want their relatives to come down. So where's the parking for three or four or five cars? And let's see, what else did I have a concern with? I don't know. I to have some Cracker Box homes going one right after the other, not appealing to me at all. Not appealing to the area. And I'm not sure what it's going to do to the traffic going in and out of that whole area. But phase one, the restaurant, I'm okay with that. I think that looks good. I don't have any problems with that, bringing that back to its old glory. I think there's a market for that. But I am concerned with the road going in, the corner's right there. There needs to be some road improvements on that corner. That's dangerous.
Okay.
Any questions that you have concerning me?
Anybody?
Can you bring up the map?
I got to take that off because I'm locked out. Okay. What map are you looking for?
I'm sorry. The overhead, the GIS map.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty.
You going to have any questions for this gentleman, Doug?
No.
Okay. If you want to be seated, sir, thank you so much.
Okay.